The Alliance's study shows Wisconsin is only losing out on $25 million a year from sales taxes on online purchases. Todd Berry is the group's president. He says $25 million is still a lot of money, but the disparity isn't as bad as previous estimates have shown.
The estimates would range, last year between $50 million, $100 million, $150 million. So it's always been a little bit of a guessing game. All we're saying is when we started looking at individual firms that were dominating the internet sales business, a lot of them were going to have to pay Wisconsin sales tax.
That's because companies that have a physical presence in the state have to collect the 5 or 5.5% sales tax. Berry says stores like Walmart, Sears, and Best Buy are all e-tailers now. Since they have stores here, customers are charged the tax. And he says the country's, if not the world's, largest online seller now has a physical presence in Wisconsin.
Amazon is locating a distribution center, I would hypothesize, in Kenosha in order to get access to the large metro Chicago market without having to pay higher Illinois sales tax.
Berry says the $25 million in uncollected state sales taxes comes from small retailers and from people-to-people sales, where buyer and seller don't realize they have an unmet tax obligation. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.